Pope Benedict has arrived back at the Vatican following his journey to the Holy Land. During the return flight, the Holy Father spoke to the journalists on board. The Pope said he encountered a willingness on the part of Jews, Muslims and Christians to engage in interreligious dialogue. He also said that he found the ecumenical climate very encouraging, especially amongst the Orthodox and Anglican churches. In a final point, the Pope noted a great desire for peace among the people of the region, and he added that in spite of the difficulties, it was important to encourage peace and solidarity in order to find a solution that is not easy. Before departing Ben Gurion Airport in the Israeli capital, the Holy Father ended his pilgrimage with an appeal calling for an end to fighting between Israelis and Palestinians. He also said the Holocaust must never be forgotten or denied. Earlier in the day, the Pope rounded off his trip by paying a visit to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, the site of Jesus' tomb. Philippa Hitchin has this report.
No more bloodshed, no more fighting, no more terrorism, no more war. That was the urgent appeal made by Pope Benedict on Friday as he left Israel headed for the Vatican at the end of his 8-day pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Just before departing from Tel Aviv Airport, the Pope recalled some of the highlights of his visit to Jordan, Israel and the Palestinian territories, especially the encounters with leaders of other Christian churches and faith communities. The Pope also spoke of his moving and solemn visit to the Holocaust Memorial at Yad Vashem, where he met survivors and paid his respects to all victims of the Shoah.
Those deeply moving encounters brought back memories of my visit 3 years ago to the death camp at Auschwitz, where so many Jews, mothers, fathers, husbands, wives, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, friends, were brutally exterminated under a godless regime that propagated an ideology of anti-Semitism and hatred. That appalling chapter of history must never be forgotten or denied.
Pope Benedict then spoke of the conflicts in the Holy Land and the wider Middle East region today, noting that he came as a friend of both the Israeli and the Palestinian people. The Pope said it is deeply distressing to see the suffering and loss of life that both peoples have endured over the last 6 decades.
Allow me to make this appeal to all the people of these lands. No more bloodshed, no more fighting, no more terrorism. No more war. Instead, let us break the vicious circle of violence. Let there be lasting peace based on justice. Let there be genuine reconciliation and healing. Let it be universally recognized that the state of Israel has a right to exist and to enjoy peace and security within internationally agreed borders. Let it be likewise acknowledged that the Palestinian people have a right to a sovereign, independent homeland, to live with dignity and to travel freely. Let the two-state solution become a reality, not remain a dream. And let peace spread outwards from these lands. Let them serve as a light to the nations, bringing hope to the many other regions that are affected by conflict.
Finally, the Pope said one of the saddest sights during his visit was that of the wall, which divides Palestinians and Israelis, causing suffering and compounding the sense of mistrust between the two bitterly divided communities.
As I passed alongside it, I prayed for a future in which the peoples of the Holy Land can live together in peace and harmony without the need for such instruments of security and separation, but rather respecting and trusting one another and renouncing all forms of violence and aggression. To all of you I say thank you, and may God be with you. Shalom.